They say, there she goes, that old holy roller. Think she's special, someone needs to tell her that she ain't no better than me. They say she's such a geek, that old Jesus freak. Every time she opens up her mouth to speak, she's always talking about being saved and holy. That was me, Miss Unpopular. Never asked to be part of the in crowd. Everyone knew who I was, 'cause my lines screamed Jesus I love. Now been stepped out, knocked over, just to carry this cross on my shoulder. They said he was an ordinary, 'cause he wanted to be married before he let himself be in someone else. They even said he was unnatural. What they didn't see that he was much more man than they'd ever be.
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, June the 22nd, 2014, and I am the Christian ambassador for Servant of and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, the way to the waters of noon. Through obedience to the universe, obedience to the science of life, and obedience to Jehovah, which means obey existing and living for all. Create institutions, create governments, create corporations, create organizations that will facilitate living and existing for all. Create those realities that will facilitate unity, love, and friendship with one another. That's obedience to Jehovah. And let me go to this next lesson that I want to deal with. Before I get to the zodiac, the lesson on May the 25th, the greatest commandment, Yahushua. Yahushua in spirit, Yahushua in energy, Yahushua always speaking, because that Yahushua reality is the eternal reality of health, wealth, prosperity in the universe, liberty, deliverance in the universe, and vengeance if we continue along the path of warfare and bloodshed. These realities are in the universe, not waiting for any flesh and blood human being. So yeah, Yahushua is speaking. But let's read it. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying. Now, the word Lord, all capitals, Jehovah. Jehovah or Yahweh or Jehovah is defined as existing, living, the existing one. Numbers chapter 11, Moses or Musha refers to Yahuwah as begetting and conceiving. So begetting and conceiving are speaking to Moses. Father begetting, mother conceiving, Yahuwah is speaking so that Moses may construct a civilization that is based on living and existing. Now, Moses drawn from the water. That's the definition of Moses in the African Hebrew language. Let me see it right quick. Moses, Moshe, that's an African Kemet word. Kakmos, Akmos, or Akmoshe, or Kakmoshe. These that were rebellious ones against slavery, against the Hyksos who had enslaved our ancestors. These Hyksos invaders from Europe that had enslaved our Kemet African Hebrew and Kemet African Kemet ancestors, Egypt. Moses or Moshe is defined as drawn. To draw, drawn out of, to save, to preserve, therefore the savior of his people. But they say he was drawn out of the water, which means he was drawn out of the waters of noon for the purpose of teaching the concept of the waters of noon, that we, the masses, must become peaceful and tranquil, that we must deliver ourselves from the system. So drawn out of the water of noon, becoming pitta, the mind, thinking, the brain, and then giving birth to that fire power atum. And so in your baptism, you go down into the water, and then you're Moshe. You're drawn out of the water, and then you and I give birth to Atum, that fire hydrogen reality. Therefore, John the Baptist, in talking about this baptism ritual, said, I baptize you with water. The waters of noon is what he's talking about. But Christ baptizes you with fire. And so that is the noon, waters of noon, that is Ptah, and then that is the fire, Atum. So existing is speaking to Moshe. Verse 2, speak unto all the congregation of Israel and say to them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. Israel is not one group of people. Israel is the reality of prevailing, that power to prevail. God prevails. And the Is is Isis, Aset, Aset. We prevail as gods and goddesses through Ra, Israel. Aset, Ra-El, or Isis, Ra-El. I'm speaking of the African teaching now, not that group of people in Iraq. But Aset, Ra-El, in the Hebrew, is rendered God prevails. The El is God, and the El is related to the ram. And Aries in your zodiac is the ram. And listening to one of my beautiful Caucasian brothers, Marty Leeds. Marty Leeds talking about three zodiacs on the right side of the zodiac clock, in reverse, the reverse zodiac, Aries would take you to the equator, looking at the clock as the earth and the equator, and Easter and March and April, and Aries is the birth of the sun out of, was it Aquarius? Oh, man. Aquarius, Pisces, and Aries. Do I have that right? Aquarius, Pisces, and Aries. And Aries would be 3:15 on your clock, on your zodiac clock. And the birth of the sun, 33 degrees, 3:15 on the clock. Aries is that sign that gives, yeah, it says the first house, which is the house of March to April. Aries is the ascending or rising sign. And it is here that we have the birth of the sun in the zodiac. The birth of the fire hydrogen Atum. I'm yet in the study of that and will perfect that. But Israel, God prevails because we prevail with Ra, the hydrogen Atum, the sun, solar science, Ra, Christos, Christ, all describing Ra, all describing the Atum, all describing solar science. So we as gods and goddesses prevail because we have tied into Ra. We have tied into solar science. And we have come through the birth of Aset. We have been born through the womb of Aset. So we prevail. So all of us are Israel, and we need to prevail by coming to birth through Aset and coming to the connection of solar science, Ra, is, or Aset, Ra-El. Aset, Ra-El, is Ra-El. Say to them, be ye holy, be ye consecrated, be ye set apart from this system. Don't follow the ways of the wicked ruling class. For I, the Lord, the word Lord, all capitals, Jehovah, Yehovah, meaning existing, existing, your God. The word God here is Elohim, gods and goddesses, masculine and feminine. And that word encompasses the whole structure of the universe, the thoughts of Yahuwah, existing one, the imaginations of Yahuwah, the existing one, the society, judicially, governmentally, financially, the whole of a civilization, the spirit energies in the universe, the spirit energies in elements, the spirit energies in the planetary bodies of the universe and the heavenly bodies of the universe. These are also Elohim, and you and I are Elohim, and we come to know the Almighty Father and Mother Yahuwah through examination and study of the universe and study of each other and study of ourselves. And we have to come to the conclusion that existence is absolutely holy. So be holy as existing is holy. Pattern our lives on existing. Verse 3, ye shall fear every man his mother and father and keep my Sabbaths. I am Jehovah your Elohim, Lord your God. Jehovah your Elohim. Fear your mother. Fear your father. Respect mom. Respect dad. But respect, love, venerate, and fear the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, and the Almighty Father. Both of them coming under the name and title Yahuwah,
begetting, father, conceiving, mother, existing for all. Keep my Sabbaths. The word Sabbaths has to do with the cessation of all usury interest forever and the cessation of debt every 7 years. You have not just a 7 day Sabbath, having to do with the number seven. You have a 7 year Sabbath. You have seven of those, which is the year of Jubilee at 50, 49, and then 50, the year of Jubilee. But every 7 years, every Sabbath year, which is every 7 years, all debt wiped clean. Why? Because we love for men, women, boys, and girls to exist at the highest level. But the system is destructive, so you wipe out all debt. You eliminate usury and interest. Those are illegal. Debts do not last forever. No such thing as 30-year mortgages under the system of Yahuwah. And then, after seven of those seven-year Sabbaths, the year 49, 50 is the year Jubilee, all land, territory lost is returned to the original owner. That's what we need to work for all who have lost their land and their territory. Talk to the indigenous people about these realities in scripture. Verse 4, turn ye not to idols. That which is an idol is defined as naught, good for nothing, worthless. Then it says physicians and shepherds and a divination. Now we know that the temple is divine divination. We know that the Ur and the Tum, those high priest garments with the stone and the precious metals, was divine divination based on that which is absolutely full of worth and full of good. But divination on behalf of the system is good for nothing, is worthless. And physicians and shepherds or leaders or governors or teachers or rulers who rule on behalf of the wicked are good for nothing. And these are false gods. All of us are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. But these have been remade in the image and likeness of the wicked ruling class and families. Therefore, they have become false, and we are not to turn to them, but turn away from them. Don't make to yourselves molten gods. Don't make to yourselves, sisters and brothers, molten metal, casting images, drink offerings, libations, covenant sacrifices, making molten images, pouring libation. These done for the Most High are wonderful. In the temple, there were images. There were molten images. There were golden seraphims. There were golden artifacts and whatnot, cast molten images. There was the mercy seat with the two cherubims facing each other, facing the mercy seat. These are images of that which is in heaven and that which is in earth. But the Ark of the Covenant and the temple were used for divine divination, used to propagate existing and living. The zodiac was created, drawn in the floor of the temple to be used for righteousness. Yes, the Hebrews followed the zodiac. But when you take these talents, principles, characteristics, attributes of the universe, and take them and make unto yourself. See, that's the key, sisters and brothers. Don't make unto yourselves molten gods. Don't use wealth and resources to destroy men and women. See, the image of the system is the image of the mind of a beast, wicked ruling class and ruling families who make molten gods to themselves. They take wealth and resources out of the earth. They make this diamond ring or that TV or that cell phone or this artifact or that artifact, not for the benefit of the human family. They don't make these resources and minerals and take them and make consumer items and goods for the benefit of the human family. It is for the destruction of the human family. So they make it to themselves. We make what we make to the Almighty. For I am the Lord your God. I am Yahuwah, existing one, father and mother, your Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, which is descriptive of the whole of the universe. Verse 5, if ye offer a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Lord, ye shall offer it at your own will. It shall be eaten the same day ye offer it, and on the morrow. And if aught remain until the third day, it shall be burned in fire. Peace offerings. We want to understand peace and tranquility and love and friendship and cessation of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction. That's what the word peace means in the African Hebrew language. It also has to do with repaying and restoring those oppressed masses of the people who have been robbed of wealth and resources. That's what shalom is defined as. All of that means we must stand up against the system and we must stand up on behalf of the oppressed international. The third day is Resurrection Day. And on the third day, after the winter solstice, we're moving into the summer solstice now. I believe the sun is, am I correct? Yes, it must be. They talk about the summer solstice and the longest day, and the sun having come close to the earth north, having moved from the south, moving from winter, moving north, moving into the spring. Now we're into the summer. Is on this celestial cross for 3 days and three nights. So we have the longest day occurring in the summer solstice. Then on the third day, the sun will move again and start going back south to go into the fall and the winter. And on the winter solstice, the sun will be on his celestial cross again. You'll have the longest night, if I have my information correct. Then after the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, around the 25th, the sun will begin to move again. Resurrection of the sun, which is resurrection of the people, resurrection of light and life in the people on the third day. If it shall be eaten on the third day, it is abominable. It shall not be accepted. Verse 8, therefore, everyone that eateth it shall bear his iniquity, because he hath profaned the hallowed thing of the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. We must keep in line with the science of life, the science of the universe. And if we do not, then we cut our own selves off. Verse 9, and when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather thy gleanings of thy harvest. Verse 10, and thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and the stranger. Listen, sisters and brothers. The laws of the Almighty are the laws of the universe, the laws of Yahuwah, the laws of existing and living. We have a condition in society where there is poverty and impoverishment. And for the wicked ruling class and ruling families to take all the wealth for themselves and tell us there is nothing for the masses, that is antithetical to the laws of the universe, the laws of God, Goddess. The laws of Jehovah tell us that we must provide for the poor and provide for the stranger. The word poor has to do with the afflicted, the wretched, the needy, the weak, the lowly. The least of these, do not take up everything. Leave something for the poor masses of the people. Leave something for they who are struggling to make a subsistence type of living. Leave something for they who work all day just to eat one meal that one day. Leave something for they who are attempting to get by on less than $1 a day. Structure the society so that we may take care of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And the word stranger, there is more than one word stranger. Another word for stranger in the African Hebrew has to do with the wicked ruling class who are strangers to the knowledge and wisdom of the Almighty and the knowledge and wisdom of the universe, which is life and existing for all. Don't hang out with them. Don't think with them. Don't take on their mind. But this word stranger is not that word stranger. This word stranger is this word in the African Hebrew in the book of Leviticus chapter 19.
Strong's H1616. Gar. Gar.
Is defined.
In form just below that. Gair. Gair.
Is defined as a sojourner, a temporary inhabitant, a newcomer lacking inherited rights. Foreigners in Israel, though conceded rights, an alien, a stranger, a sojourner. So what we're talking about, Israel was freeing the oppressed. The African Hebrew Israelite nation were freeing the oppressed masses of the people. And the oppressed masses of the people were forced into travel, forced into being immigrants, because the wicked ruling class all over that region had taken the land, wealth, resources, destroyed living wage jobs, oppressed the people, exploited the people, pushed them off of their land, making them sojourners, making them immigrants who lacked inherited rights. They had no rights. They had no inheritance. They had no wealth, resources, had no land, had no territory, had no control over their lives. So the African Hebrew Israelite nation were commissioned to free these oppressed masses and take on sojourners, take on immigrants, take on travelers. And so until the newcomers could gain a foothold in the African Hebrew Israelite society, until they could go for themselves and be contributing members of the society, you provide for them until they can provide for themselves and become positive contributors to the African Hebrew Israelite society. In Israel, there were to be no poor, no poor at all. So you're working to make it so that there is no poverty, So you have to have systems in place to take care of those until they can take care of themselves. So don't take all the crops. Don't take all the resources for yourself. Leave something for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the oppressed, the immigrant. Look at how the immigrants are treated today. Immigrants from Africa, immigrants from Asia, immigrants from Central and South America, Mexico. The Bible, Leviticus, is telling us, leave something for the masses of the oppressed and the strangers and the immigrants and the travelers, and help them to help themselves and become sufficient, positive contributors to society. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.